This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Finally, it begins to feel like fall in the upstate of South Carolina. Because this is my kind of weather. Anyway, that's all beside the point. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm going to start this out with this little ditty. The title of which is interesting because the title of this is We Know How to Prevent Gun Violence, So Why Don't We? But he's not talking about violence here. This is a guy who is 37 years old. His mother, in 1979, she committed suicide with a gun that her father, his grandfather, had given her, despite the fact she suffered from depression and had previously attempted suicide with pills as a teenager. She died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head alone in her car on the side of the road. This guy has quite a bit of angst. I understand the angst, okay? I understand the angst. He writes, she left behind an infant who would never feel his mom's embrace, never know a voice or smell. An infant who would grow into a man searching for answers as to why his mother would choose to end her own life with a gun. While I understand the angst, at the same time, I think probably any time anybody in a family sees somebody kill themselves, they're sitting back going, why? Struggling for answers. And he claims that for most of his life, he struggled with two questions. Why didn't he mean enough for his mom to push through her depression? And why'd she do this to him? You see, man, and those are, to a degree, valid. I have to say, they're probably valid questions. At the same time, she never intended to do it to him. That's not why she did it, but that's beside the point. For the past few years, the writer of this has decided to refocus his energy to searching for a different answer. The question now in his mind is, what do we as a society do to prevent 58 Americans from committing suicide with a gun every day? Now, you see, it isn't the fact that the person is suicidal that is the issue here. The problem is that there's guns and they commit suicide with guns. Now, he states that little attention has been given to the daily toll of gun deaths that are intentionally self-inflicted by those who are looking for a quick and easy way to take their own lives. That's true. Normally, they take that data and conflate it as gun violence, which is what he's doing now. He's calling this gun violence. Self-inflicted harm is now gun violence, although I dare say a murder victim's loved one would not think so. He says the nexus between guns and mental illness is referenced in nearly every news report of high-profile shootings, as most recently evidenced with the Roanoke shooting. But when it comes to those who commit suicide by gun, They never read their stories or even hear their names. Well, most often they die alone with no one to help them in their darkest moments, just like his mom on the side of the road. What we have here is a person with a whole bunch of questions who has, he is obsessed. And instead of dealing with a few facts in his mind's eye, he's decided to focus on the gun as the fixation of his hostility. He says that instead of offering solutions, we hear the same rhetoric from those of us who want to believe that we don't have a gun violence problem in this country. Actually, we don't. We're actually quite civilized in this country, no matter what he may believe. To a person who's been touched by crime, it does not seem that way. That is a simple fact. He points out that the day after, and this apparently is what he's just now fixated on, because he's probably from somewhere on the coast, probably doesn't get out much. He wallows in self-pity. He goes back to the Roanoke shooting, saying that gun lobbyists and politicians issue the familiar talking point that it's not about guns, it's just about mental health. What this fails to acknowledge is that guns and mental health are a lethal mix. Well, mental health and a whole lot of different things are a lethal mix. Although the vast preponderance of people with mental health are neither violent or going to hurt themselves. If it were the case that they were all going to hurt themselves, we would not be holding the line at 40,000 suicides per year. Studies show the risk of suicide is 300% higher for people who have a gun in their home than it is for those without guns. I guess the the risk for suicide with a gun probably has to be higher for those people that have a gun in the house. It has to, simply because, statistically speaking, that's like saying, statistically speaking, the sun is going to come up during the daylight hours, as far as I'm concerned. That proves nothing. 2013, 21,175 Americans died at their own hands using a gun, more than the number of those who died from gun homicides. Now, he's proven my point right there. He's proven my point. He's taking the gun violence argument and doing some math and slicing and dicing the numbers and casting aside gun homicide as minuscule. Thank you for that. In the same year, more than 41,000 people died by suicide, by all means, making gunshot wounds responsible for more than half, barely, of all suicide deaths that year. He's decided he wants to be part of the solution. So, he's going to stand shoulder to shoulder with members of the Everytown Survivor Network and the Moms Demand Attention to amplify the rally cry of Andy Parker, father of WDBJ TV journalist Allison Parker, who was murdered on live television last week, to do whatever it takes so that another child is not left motherless and another father is not left childless. And this guy's name is Kerry Pennebaker. He lives in Milwaukee. Kerry, my friend, Congress is not going to be able to do anything with any laws. If that were the case, it was illegal to murder people in Roanoke on that day. It was illegal to shoot people in Roanoke on that day. So the laws are already in place. It's illegal to kill somebody with a gun. What you want to do is you want to ban guns, whatever it takes, right? Okay, that's fine. Don't expect us to sit back and simply let you run rampant. We also will do whatever it takes, because it's a little deeper than just this one little Polaroid that you've got of your life. I commiserate with you. I feel bad for you. I wish I had an answer that actually made sense and would give you some sort of solace. However, there are none. And since there are none, you do not get to venture and range out and get out there and decide that I can't have a gun because your mother committed suicide, as sad as that is. Simply not the way it works, my friend. Not the way it works. This is the kind of person that becomes the intolerant gun grabber. And he's in his infancy now as a gun grabber, but he will mature. We might hear more from him later. We'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk about the gradual threat on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Consummate professional. This part of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand,
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, I talked last week about the OODA loop, whatever you want to call it. I talked last week about how it's a lot like tailgating. Famed gun writer and shooter Bill Jordan wrote that with a sudden violent attack, which is almost invariably a man, in a book he wrote called No Second Place Winner, provided he does not have too much time to think, will automatically do what he's been trained to do. In those situations where things are not so cut and dry, that presents us with a problem. What kind of situation would that be? If we heard a shot, but we did not see shooting, if we heard a shot in front of us and crowds and everything, we do not need to draw down and start taking shots, do we? Because we do have not identified a target. Just to give you some idea of what he's talking about. This part of it is paramount. Because it's when you start thinking that you start to foul yourself up. If you have trained, then you're going to simply react and go through steps that you've trained yourself to do mechanically. Your body, your muscle memory, everything's going to take over. Once you get a chance to think about things, that's when it becomes a little messed up. You notice a stranger looks at you from several rows over in the parking lot. He glances around and moves in a direction to intercept your line of travel. You slow down. He changes direction slightly to adjust and speeds up. As he gets closer, he yells, "Hey! My truck broke down and I'm trying to get to Tennessee for a job." Now, as soon as you notice a stranger look and start moving in your direction, you begin your response. You might look at him and hold your hand out and tell him to stop. We're not raised to yell at people to stop, though, are we? We don't want to come off as being rude. But when you don't have any idea what his intent is, do you really have the luxury of being concerned about hurting someone's feelings? While you're doing that whole verbal command thing too, you need to be maneuvering around, trying to position objects between you and the possible problem, and look around to see if he's acting as a distraction while his partner is approaching you from the other direction. Now, you may notice that he's gesturing with one arm and with one hand and an arm, and the other is in his coat pocket. He might say something like, "A guy like you probably wouldn't understand, but I could really use your help if you have any money to spare." As you begin to think about how to respond to this, he moves another step forward in an almost timid-like fashion, as if he's not sure it's okay to do so. This is a technique that Gavin DeBecker called the typecasting in his book, The Gift of Fear. The threat is trying to create an image that you'll feel compelled to prove is inaccurate. They're trying to open a door to further engage. Moving in a timid fashion is an attempt to feel you out to see if they can get closer without you becoming concerned. These are all fakes. Once again, verbal commands and creating a distance is going to be a good idea here. He continues while moving closer. "I promise you, I just need your help getting my truck fixed. The radiator's leaking, but I've got to get a ride to the shop to pick some up because, you know, they close at 9 and I don't have a lot of time to waste if I'm going to get there on time in the morning. My cousin set up this interview for me and I've just got to be there." This is called the too many details technique.
When someone is attempting to deceive another person, they'll often provide more information than should be necessary to explain the situation. This is another attempt to deceive. At this point, you should be thinking in your mind that this is about as far as it's going to go. This is when you get a little more forceful. No, don't come any closer. And it doesn't matter what you're telling them no to. What you're basically saying, don't. I'm not interested in a verbal exchange with you. By this time, if you haven't been scanning around and everything, your hand should be very near your weapon. If you say no or stop and those words are ignored, you have to start considering that there's a real problem present. These terms, Becker will tell us, must never be negotiated. And the person ignoring them is definitely up to no good. There is, when you are trying simply to extract yourself from somewhere and get somewhere where you want to go, and you don't know, if you think it feels a little sideways or something, you should just go ahead and do it. Signs are there. You've done everything possible. You've issued commands. You've created distance and obtained cover. And the threat is continuing to press. There's going to be a conflict here. This is where we enter the gray area on when you draw your weapon. Each situation is going to be different. You can start issuing verbal commands at any time, and usually the sooner the better. When someone ignores your commands and the weapon in your hand, that's when you need to be getting ready. The question now is, are you going to win? You've got to work on learning to read the signs, identify common techniques that bad guys use, train and practice your skills so when the time comes, you're fully prepared. All of this coming, by the way, from the desk of a former collaborator of mine, and I say former simply because I haven't reached out to him lately, Tiger McKee, the director of Shoot Right Firearms Academy. What I like about Tiger is that Tiger still carries the same gun he started carrying in the 70s as a sidearm. He carries a 1911. He sees no reason to change. Tiger is one of those, he's my age, very deadly man. One of the most unsung tactical instructors out there, Tiger McKee. Shoot Right Firearms Academy. You may have seen him on the Sons of Guns when he was having some rifles built for him before the Sons of Guns went, of course, sideways themselves. Gavin DeBecker. Maybe I should reach out to him. Maybe. Anyway, coming up on the next break, when we get back, coming from Popular Mechanics, they take a look at why we don't have life-saving smart guns yet. It's an interesting little look that they give it. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Little discussion going on in the chat room before we get to Popular Mechanics. Talking about SIGs. Now, I own SIGs. I own three SIGs. I will probably own another SIG later on down the road. I have it. Possibly another 229, possibly, although I would be looking for it in 9mm. Now, or 228 or an M11 or whatever they call it. However, one of the problems that I have found with SIGs is that SIGs are not like Glocks, and that a lot of people make accessories for them. So for those of you who are looking, see, here's the thing about a SIG. All right, here's a SIG 226. Now, this gun, with the exception of an SRT trigger, which I would like to add, this is like a Rolex. The SIG is it's got a lot more moving parts than a Glock. It's hammer fired, unlike a Glock. It does not have the sort of trigger egg lock does, because it's single action, double action. And yet, very elite military forces use these. Law enforcement uses these. These have been issued for a long time. Right now, air marshals use SIGs. There's a lot of reasons to use these things. However, they do come at a premium price. A SIG 226, for the same price as a SIG 226, most of the time you're looking at two Glocks. And then that's where you have to make your distinction. So, I carry SIGs and I carry Glocks. I carry the very base of the spectrum, and I carry a little bit of the higher end. I've got the gun I've been carrying for the last 2 days has been the SIG 1911 Nitron Rail. Okay? The thing about a gun like this, because they have existed for so long, for some of you that look at this and say, that's an awful lot of money. What you need to do, this is a little secret that most people may not know. SIG has a certified pre-owned program called the Red Gun Program. And what you need to do is find a dealer who sells the Red Guns. They call them the Red Guns because they come in a red box. SIG gets the guns and they refurb them to a certain degree and they sell them. Right now there's a dealer in the upstate of South Carolina, Upstate Armory Group, that has a ready supply of SIG 229, 40 calibers, the same gun that air marshals carry for $599. Same price range of Glock, and it's a SIG. So for those of you that are out there looking at guns and saying, well, you know, I'd like to step up and have something a little higher quality, I would look at the SIG Red Gun program just as a, you know, little, not, you know, just a little consumer report for him. However, I will tell you that if you're looking for a SIG that you can find readily made accessories for, you're going to need to go with the 226. But once again, there are deals to be found out there on them. Don't be afraid of the used gun. Don't be afraid of the used gun by any stretch of the imagination. Modern firearms today were meant to be fired thousands and thousands of times. And oftentimes you can find a bargain. I can... Now, my 226... I'm going to Upstate Armory Group, Jay. I'm going to... This is a bad thing to say, but I got this SIG 226... from a friend of mine at a pawn shop for $650. That's what Did you lose me? Yeah, we just had some sort of a power issue that I don't know exactly what it is. And we don't have power now. I'm on battery backup, which means I have about 5 minutes. What do you want to do? Yeah, we have, 2 minutes. I just lost that. Oh, gosh. It's not letting me. Okay. Due to issues beyond our control, I'm going to have GCN load up a rebroadcast simply because we have lost power here. So, you good? All right. You, I've got alarms sounding here now. on the battery backup.
All right, Bill. We'll load up a.
I'll be in touch with you here very shortly and let you know what just happened.
Sounds good. All right, listeners, we'll have a replay coming up here.
To you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour from Guns America is Paul Helinski. Right now we're talking about radiation. EMP, not the big boogeyman everybody might have thought it might have been. Instead, he's more concerned about radiation and the ways it's introduced and what to do to combat it. We're going to try to get in that in the remaining time that we have. Before we get into what you need to treat some of the stuff, are you more concerned with something happening here with the nuclear plants? Since, I've read our nuclear plants sort of look like our roads, which is horrible. Or are you, does the dirty bomb scenario, does that catch you sometimes late at night?
Well, I hate to go back to the boogeyman, the big boogeyman in the room, but dirty bombs are exactly the same as EMP. Dirty bombs are a fake.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We still have Paul?
Sorry, I put you on mute. Sorry.
Oh, okay, okay. Did you hear my question?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, okay.
The nuclear radiation particles themselves can travel hundreds of miles in clouds. There's no such thing as far away from a nuclear power plant. We got radiation from Fukushima here. We got radiation from Chernobyl here. The primary thing that you need to own is KI, potassium iodide. And you can get a pack of tablets on Amazon for, $8. Potassium iodide, just Google potassium iodide. There's a little pack from a company called Iosat that I have probably 200 of them to give out to people in my neighborhood when this happens.
Right.
The big thing with potassium iodide is that it protects you from iodine-131, which is a radioisotope of iodine that is ejected from all nuclear events, from explosions, from power plants, from anything that happens when fission particles are released or fusion particles are released. There's always iodine-131. And the iodine is much more important to protect against than cesium and strontium and barium and polonium and all the other stuff that is ejected, because your body, instead of it being absorbed by your whole body and your whole body having to recover from that radiation, iodine goes right to your thyroid. Your body concentrates all the iodine you take in, gets concentrated in your thyroid until it's had enough, and then whatever's left you urinate out. It goes right out of you. It doesn't get absorbed into anything. So if a nuclear event happens, all this iodine is in the air. And if you have already saturated your thyroid with iodine, you can breathe in as much of it as you want, and you will urinate it out. It will not be absorbed into your body. The key is having the tablets. so that as soon as your detector goes off, and I will get to detectors, as soon as your detector goes off, you start taking your potassium iodide tablets one every day for 2 weeks. Why only 2 weeks? Because iodine-131 has an 8-day half-life. That means that in 16 days, it transforms itself into another radioactive, less powerful, much less powerful, and a different radioactive isotope. So you've got, so all of these pill kits that you'll get, they all come with a 14-day supply. So you take your pill every day and saturate your thyroid with iodine, and your body will, anything you take in from food, from air, from water that you may drink, everything from on the iodine side will be gotten rid of.
Now, just because I don't know anything about this stuff, the stuff that you're talking about taking as the cure, that doesn't have any negative effect whatsoever on you as opposed to the stuff you might inhale.
Well, it's iodine. I mean, you know, Google iodine and what iodine poisoning can do to you, and at these dosages, it's not. In fact, after Chernobyl, you mentioned Chernobyl. After Chernobyl, Poland gave all of their citizens potassium iodine because potassium iodine is really easy to store. It's easy to store in flake form. It's cheap. And it actually used to be a very common photography chemical. So it was before digital photography and before inkjet printers and all of that, potassium iodine was hugely available. So all of the governments have these huge storehouses of potassium iodide. We have to buy, and potassium iodide is unique in the way it works because dissolved in water, water will dissolve exactly the right dosage, exactly the right concentration to protect you from iodine poisoning. It's a very interesting the way the chemistry works out. But we have to buy it in pill form because the DEA classified potassium iodide as a drug-making chemical. You want to talk about conspiracy theory. Potassium iodide, the one thing that you can buy a pound of it on photography supply places today. There's photography supply houses today that you can buy a pound of potassium iodide. That's a lot of potassium iodide for $70. We have to buy 14 of these little 60-gram pills for $8. And
does the
DEA classified it as a drug-making chemical.
Oh.
So if you buy it from photography supply, you have to fill out a DEA form with your photography recipe of what you're going to exactly use it for in your photography recipe.
You better have a dark room if you're doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can get the formulas. I almost did it, but I didn't want the DEA knocking on my door. You know, because I still need it because I got plenty of the pills already. So, but it's one of those things that when I found this out, I was like, oh man, you know, are they going to suicide me if I tell people about this? I genuinely had this ripple of fear go through me that I found something that was way off limits to find.
Right. They would be on to me in a minute because the only kind of cameras I have are digital.
Right.
I'm being asked real quick.
You can use it to make crystal meth.
Well, okay. Now, this radioactive iodine, does it affect, we got a couple of minutes, does it affect other organs besides the thyroid?
No, your body concentrates it right in the thyroid. The other things that get expelled from a nuclear explosion do. Strontium is in the same, if you look at the nuclear, at the periodic table of elements, strontium is in the same row as calcium.
Right.
That means that it has the similar properties to calcium, which means that it concentrates itself in your bones. The cesiums, the 137, has a fairly long half-life. 134 is much shorter. There's a bunch of cesium that gets ejected. 137 is going to be around for 25 years, so it's a real danger. And that gets concentrated in your glands because it's in the same row as potassium. So it's a water soluble and gets concentrated in your gland. So even 10 years down the road, if there's croplands that have been polluted by the cesium, then eating those crops, or even animals eating the crops and you eating the meat, you know, this stuff travels pretty well. It's dangerous stuff. Your body can recover from a lot of radiation, but none of it's good. You know, inhaling or eating any of this stuff is bad. But the good news is one of the other big misinformation things out there is that air and water themselves cannot become radioactive. Is this food radioactive? Well, if it wasn't dusted with radioactive particles and they burned in, or the nutrients that it absorbed were not radioactive, then no. Because water, food, there's no such thing as hitting something with gamma rays and having it become radioactive. In fact, most of our fruit these days is irradiated with gamma rays.
Yeah. I've got 8 seconds. I'm running out of time, Paul. This is why this is a never-ending subject. I will be in touch. Thank you very much for joining me, and go enjoy that meeting that you're headed to right now. We're going to flip into the next hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.